Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's pardoned almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders, saying he's issued more pardons and commutations than any other president in history. He and his successor may not be enforcing a new law that's set to take effect, the ban on TikTok. That's even if the Supreme Court upholds the law.
Now, the Biden and Trump administrations, who both supported the ban in the past, appear to be looking for ways to stop the shutdown. Biden's White House saying it won't enforce the ban, and Trump now considering an executive order to try to circumvent the law.
To ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, another Senate hearing today for a cabinet nominee. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is the choice for Homeland Security Secretary. The Israeli cabinet meeting and could vote to ratify the ceasefire deal with Hamas. While in Southern California, lower fire risk is expected through the weekend, but the threat is not over. The death toll from the fires now at 27 people. This is ABC News. His filmmaking style earned him a word in the Oxford Dictionary, Lynchian. Hollywood's remembering David Lynch, who died at the age of 78.
With his critically acclaimed thrillers like Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, and Mulholland Drive,
the Missoula native's movies were known to examine mundane Americana with a dark surrealism.
But his most influential contribution may have been when he turned to television, initially co-creating two seasons of the mystery drama Twin Peaks. Film critic and director Chip Hansen says without Twin Peaks, we may not have episodic programs like The X-Files or Stranger Things that brought dark mysteries to small town settings.
That's ABC's Danny New. The sports world also in mourning after legendary Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster Bob Uecker died at the age of 90, also known for his roles in the Major League movies. So now a portable version of chicken noodle soup. Progresso's launched a hard candy flavored just like chicken noodle soup. The company's calling it soup you can suck on. Hard candy's available online for the rest of January. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kurt. There were days he would go have radiation treatment and then come to the ballpark and broadcast a game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Stand-up comic Bill Burr shared opinions on the catastrophic LA fires during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, like only Bill Burr can. After saying he was tired of people on the internet sitting at home in their underwear suddenly becoming fire experts, Burr attacked insurance companies, saying they will keep the people's premiums and give themselves bonuses, insinuating that they are the actual looters. John Cena's likability is off the charts. with John Cena fans. The sometime actor, sometime wrestler will host a new talk series. Variety reports that Cena will host a 4-episode talker called What Drives You and will interview guests like Logan Paul, Jelly Roll, and Travis Barker and their favorite cars. This is a really original idea that was even more original when Jerry Seinfeld came up with it. What Drives You will air January 21st on the Roku channel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy, windy, and warmer with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. Our high today right around 38, and then we get colder tonight. We're going to drop down to 12 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 19, 4 below Sunday morning by Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We have a very big, important meeting. So coming up on the show, a specially curated edition of Matinair on Air. We'll be back with you live on Monday. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you, everybody. Everybody, look at Todd looking so... He looks like a longshoreman.
You know, I put this hat on this morning because my hair is getting long. And I didn't think that, Jim, but I thought Mino's going to say something about my hat.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't go with that look. I do not look good if I don't have my hair showing. I'm serious.
Really?
I don't know.
He looks in a mirror and says that. Yeah.
When you wear like your visors and stuff, or is that because
the hair's sticking up?
Gotcha.
Got to have it. Got to have some hair. Mm-hmm. Once my hair all goes, it's over. You'll never see me again. Okay. Never hear from me again.
Let's pick a date.
I mean, I'll text you. You know,
still odds.
A lot.
2025.
Yeah. So anyway. But yeah, I like that look, Todd.
All right, that look. That's good.
This weather's great. Like I told you, today is project day.
Yeah.
Finishing everything outside.
28 in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 30 in Oshkosh.
40.
Wow.
Be 40 today.
You know, so. I still want to talk to our man, Tom Drzewicki, though. Tom, if you're listening.
Oh, the ice thing.
Yeah. Is this good? Because in a hot, I mean, super cold, then warm, then super cold. How does that go? How does that do it?
I don't know about that, but I don't know how they do it now in city parks, but. You flood the parks for ice skating, and then, like, it's going to melt tomorrow, right? I mean, today it's going to be 40. And then the big controversy is, do you re-freeze them again? Because it's going to freeze again, and you know, it costs money, and we can do that. We do it once, and so I don't know what people are going to do, but the ice rinks are not going to be good tomorrow.
But don't they just refreeze on their own then? I mean, there's no refrigeration under them, is there?
Oh, no, no.
But it'll just freeze up again. It won't be very smooth, though, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I got you.
To flood the rinks.
Yeah.
You got to have, you know, it's got to be smooth.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't.
I don't know a lot about that because I've never been on skates in my life.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Especially living where you did.
I know. But if you played basketball.
Did you guys, like, skate? Like in
you weren't allowed. If you were on a basketball team, because one of the real star players broke his arm. And there was a ban. If you're on a basketball team from when I was sixth grade through high school, you were not allowed to skate. True story.
Wow.
Yeah. Two things. Maybe they're all wives' tales with some of these things. But the other one was in baseball, if you were a pitcher in like Little League, you're not allowed to swim that day. If there was something that would tire you out too much or something like that. I didn't know how to swim either. So I couldn't skate and I couldn't swim. So I was fine.
So you're good. I don't worry about mine.
He's I was
good.
Totally good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, do I look fat in this shirt.
In your, I
love these though. It's from the auto gallery.
Yeah.
Bright red. Red makes me look big. Todd.
Always wear black.
I know. I normally do. This is the only clean thing I had. Yeah. I'm serious.
Something else that doesn't you surprise
laugh,
me on this Friday
no,
morning.
Don't laugh. Just being honest. So today is Kid Inventors Day. Always wanted to be a kid inventor, didn't you?
Yeah, but.
Every kid did. Bootleggers Day. Thank you. Mentoring day. I could see you being a good mentor. Some kid wants to get into politics.
I met with a guy yesterday who came in with the shirts.
Oh, yeah.
With the shirts.
Yeah. The sweaters he's selling.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I met with him here yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
That was nice.
So he's a young entrepreneur.
Yep, he is. Got a little work to do.
Yeah.
He's got a little work to do.
Yeah.
But
you know what? Seems like he's got the desire. Yeah. He's got the idea. And
he's very respectful. And I like, you know, if you're going to be a mentor, and I think people need mentors, you just got to be really honest with people.
Absolutely.
Don't try to get them to like you. That's not, like, to respect you is what's important.
Yep.
So anyway, Anyway, that was...
All right. New Year's resolution day. Does that mean like when it ends?
Is today?
Ditch it?
Ditching? Today is ditching.
Okay. Oh, yep. I see. I missed that. Ditch New Year's resolution day.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah. A lot of that.
Yeah. But I'm proud of myself. I went and joined the Croc Center.
You did.
When will you go?
As soon as this gout leaves my foot.
Yeah.
Did you...
And to buy some workout gear that I don't sleep in.
Did you pay with your Medicare?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I think so.
All right, so you gave him the silver sneakers. You gave me your number.
I don't know.
Well, here's the deal. It's
what was that? It's a snort.
Well, no, yes. I don't know.
No. So this is the way it works. You go on Medicare and they give you a number, and you can use that at any club. So I've used mine at Western. People go to the Y. You're going to Croc. But if you don't go, they're gonna stop paying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
you gotta go. John, how often are you gonna go?
I'm gonna go 3 times a week.
That is what they'd like to see.
I'm going three times a week.
That ain't gonna happen.
It will
But
happen.
You should go if you're gonna go at least once a week.
I'm going 3 times a week.
But to
if
go
I
in,
don't go 3 times a week, I will give you
$10.
$10
every time you don't
for
go.
Every session I miss if I don't go 3 times
okay,
a week.
Okay, and I'll do the same thing at Western.
Okay. Deal.
How do we prove this though?
Card.
Do we have to have somebody sign off? Like you go in and you give them a little pass.
Can I be honest?
No, they beep that thing.
I need to track it, right?
That hurts.
Yeah, they're not going to give you.
My word isn't good enough?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
We both are.
Yeah, I only brought that up, John, because Jim said he would do that. That's why I said,
Thank you.
How do we track this then?
Understood. Understood.
Maybe I can sign off to you that you get a report. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would do that. Would I do that? I think I would.
Maybe we can each have somebody just sign it.
That's what I'm saying. We'll get a little sheet, like almost like a library card. We'll sign you in and sign you out.
Yeah.
You know what? That is a pretty good bet.
That's a damn good bet.
And I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with all that money.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade, by the way, is a client of the group we had in.
That's right.
The other day, Dwayne Wade, one of the really cool, classy guys. Kid Rock is 54. I used to love Kid Rock. I mean, listen, Kid Rock, out to him. Then he just turned weird and angry or in a drunk kind of.
I just play your music.
That's what I mean.
Shut up.
Exactly. Michelle Obama is 61. Boy, she's, I'm not going to the inauguration. She's driven a line in the sand. Jim Carrey is 63. He doesn't do a lot anymore, does he?
He kind of, he's kind of decided that unless he really wants to do it, he's just not going to do
he's
it.
He's got enough
Good
money.
For him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Susanna Hoff, 66. Walked like an Egyptian.
Yep.
Walk like an Egyptian. Okay. Greatest eyes in music video history.
I was just going to say, they performed that like on the Tonight Show at some point.
Most beautiful eyes
and
ever.
And she was just knocked dead gorgeous.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Steve Harvey.
John and his, off-key singing, we went to an event last night, which is a lot of fun, by the way. Kevin Van Ness, the Talk of the Town played at Legacy, which we talked about. It's such a great hotel. And Kevin in the middle of the show, we're gonna say hi to a couple friends here, and my name is Mayor. You gotta listen to those guys, great show in the morning. And then instead of saying like me, like thank you, John's like, I can sing happy birthday to anybody who calls in really loud.
How did the crowd react to that, Jim?
I don't know. They were kind of okay with that, so
a little stunned, but
yeah,
we weren't expecting that. Stevie Earle, 70, one of the all time greatest songs in American history.
I love his music,
Copperhead Road,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Steve Earle and the Dukes.
Oh, man. Did 2 tours of duty in Vietnam. I came back with a brand new plan. Take the seeds from Colombia and Mexico. Dropping in the holler down at Copperhead Road.
Okay. All right. Number. Okay. Sounds like a high school cheer.
Yeah. Of course, rest in peace, Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. I've got Lance Allen from Channel 58 in Milwaukee, Sportscaster of the Year for the third time, state of Wisconsin. Lance is coming on. Lance got to be good friends and got close with Bob Uecker. So we'll be talking with Lance about that. And if anybody else has any, got a text here. I had the privilege of meeting Bob Uecker when the Brewers used to train in Sun City, Arizona. You've got some Uecker, I mean, Johnny Carson stuff, right?
I do, yeah.
But do you have the story that he got, like, hot water for the people in Sun City over?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, foul ball behind the grandstand. And, okay, we're in the top of the first by about the eighth inning. I expect one of our great residents to get it. Then, like, whoa, no, you know, the guy is still bent over trying to pick up that ball. Because that's the retirement community and all the people there were. You know, so they did like a protest. That's being mean to our. That's Wadley. Oh, the man, this gentleman is still bent over trying to pick up that ball.
It didn't matter if you loved baseball. I like if you didn't love the sport.
Didn't matter.
You could listen to him.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
I never met him, but he has an image of being a pretty likable, jovial.
But he wasn't.
Yeah, I know. You said that to me.
He was very reserved. But you know, I remember reading an article. And, you know, even in the Aaron Rodgers Enigma series, he talks about after he did the State Farm commercials.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere he went, it's, you know, hey, you know, Rodgers, hey, the bell, you know, the double check or yada, yada, whatever. Okay. And I remember reading an article.
I never understood that, but.
I remember an article with Bob Uecker's wife. And after the couple of his Miller Lite commercials, I must be in the front row.
Right.
Came out.
Yeah.
They couldn't go any place where it wasn't constant. Hey, Bob, they put you in the front row. Hey, Bob, come over here in the front row. Hey, Bob, you must have been constant to the point where he got like really depressed. Like, oh, my gosh.
There's a few people where people yell stuff out like that. Billy Crystal, you know, you look marvelous. Who's the guy? And he just
look marvelous
everywhere. Yeah. Like everywhere. Exactly. And it's just like, don't you just say, wow, I've never heard that before.
Exactly. But he got like really into depression because that's so.
That's all it was.
I mean, I've talked to him a couple of times, but not warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
I mean, he had his inner circle, and I think he was a little guarded.
Yeah.
At times, but I mean, there's not. I could listen. Two guys, doesn't matter the sport. Even give me Bob Uecker and our old Detroit Tiger announcer Ernie Harwell that I grew up with. Two of the all-time greats. In fact, that'd be a good question. Who is better, Ernie Harwell or Bob Uecker? They were both so good. I still love that Ernie Harwell when he had him on that time, or my other show, I think. Well, yeah, because he's been dead 10 years. I'm like, Ernie, I grew up with you and everything, and just tell me a couple of, you know, like I always like, throw out a guy's name, you know.
Right.
And some of the things that happened, and this one guy was a terrible hitter. He goes, well, let me tell you something about Ray Orler. One time, Ray Orler went to bat with two outs in the inning, and Dick McAuliffe was the next man. But instead of taking a bat to the on-deck circle, he took his glove. Wow. And there's another one about, if you wouldn't say the name of the guy, but where they've trained in Lakeland, Florida, they had a big thing, you know, our 10th million visitor ever since start or whatever. And they had the photographers there, was a Tiger player and his big convertible and this hot blonde next to him. And a week later, they had the big photo spread of everything for the celebration. And there's the picture of him coming through. Well, that wasn't his wife, and now his wife had come to town with the kids. Yeah. Just think with those guys, coach, but it's not Masaja. I think McManus saved his job for another year.
Maybe. Hey, those guys are lucky there wasn't social media back then.
Oh,
my gosh.
Well, how many times do Packer players come on, though? Like, he with Don Davey and that, where it's like, man, we're just so
right,
glad.
And that's not even that long ago, right?
But that's why they could go out and have a good time, you know? So, we got a full slate, man. Lisa Hale, Mark Houston, Lance Allen, Nicole Stockman, Patty Habeck, Isaiah the New People, Dennis from the Glam Band. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. January 31st at 4 p.m. is ASL floor hockey. Oshkosh North Varsity plays at home versus Appleton West. Then at 7:30, Girls Varsity Basketball plays Appleton East at Appleton East High School. Monday, February 3rd at 6:30 is Varsity Gymnastics Meet. Valders versus Oshkosh Co-op at Oshkosh West. Tuesday, February 4th is Boys Varsity Hockey Conference Tournament with Oshkosh Co-op versus WIAA at 7 p.m. For more events and details, visit Oshkosh North Spartans Athletics.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zaroni's.com. Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go menu is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
I was watching the news the other night. It was kind of to the sports, you know, and it was kind of distressing to see. They did the final telecast from Washington. The Senators are going, I guess, to Texas, are they not? Yes. Washington Senators. They had about 1,000 people out for the final game, and it's going to be the first time in 73 years they said that Washington is not going to have a baseball. Is this going to be good for baseball?
Well, there's been a lot of moves that have taken place in baseball, but I think, you know, everybody talks about moving the team. In the case of Washington, I think they should leave the team there and move Washington.
Might have a point. I never looked at it that way. But,
this is
obviously a team.
This is a team picture that once a year they have these team picture days is what they are. And on this particular day, this cost Bob Gibson, one of the great pitchers in baseball, it cost him and I a couple $100. They had taken the picture and they had proofed it and everything, and then brought it back to the ballpark before they finally caught that scene there.
What? Can you come a little closer on that?
Well, Bob and I are holding hands.
We're gonna get a. You certainly are, aren't you? Guess who's coming to pitch?
He was on the Tonight Show, I think, over 100 times.
Wow!
He would just come out, and his dry humor and the crowd, you know, the crowd didn't know what to think of him when he first came out on this bit, and then all of a sudden they just realized this guy is amazing.
I mean, he could come. He's a little bit like a Nate Bargatze. You know it's coming, but it's still funny.
And he made...
And the delivery, it's not like there's a bang delivery. It just comes
so
up on
droll.
You.
And he made Carson laugh.
Yeah, legitimately laugh. Like legit.
Like not customer
did
laugh.
Did he host sometimes, though?
I don't know if he did.
No. I know Gargiulo did.
Yes.
Gargiulo did.
There. Who's the guy he passed away to? A comedian from Canada. Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he had great.
Same thing.
He had great Bob Uecker stories about being up in the booth with Bob.
Yeah.
And you know, Bob would just be swearing and stuff all the time. And just, he did a great Bob Uecker impression. Yeah. So if you ever want to look it up, he was on Letterman a couple of times doing Uecker stories.
You know what's the funniest thing? Look up Norm MacDonald. He might have gotten fired because of this eventually when he was doing Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live and everything was about OJ.
Yeah. That's why he got fired.
Because he killed a guy. Because he killed two people. It was just, he wouldn't stop. His relentless.
And the head of NBC, Don Olmeyer, was big
great
friends
with OG. Great friends.
And he basically came out one night and said, well, I'm being told not to do any more jokes on this. And then one story later, did it. And then like two more.
He would not stop.
He was just done.
One of my favorite Uecker jokes all the time. Well, you know, I was with the Cardinals in 64, and we went to the World Series. And unfortunately, I missed it due to hepatitis. The team doctor actually injected me with it. Got a text here. We used to have my daughter listen to Brewer games when she was napping as an infant, and I strongly believe that the stories Euchre would tell helped her have a strong vocabulary. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was great. And, you know, that's the thing, though. I couldn't name many broadcasters these days. I mean, those guys used to be Vin Scully and Harry Carey and, you know.
That's true.
I mean.
But it's because there's so much media now.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
You're right.
I mean, there was only one place to listen to your team, and that was it.
Yeah.
And it was the same radio station, the same TV station.
Yeah.
Now
and,
it's
and they were
web,
part of the franchise.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They were part of the franchise.
Yelich was saying how much, like, he was part of the team. He was on the roster as far as the team.
Well, you
concerned.
Know, when you travel with a team like that, you know, somebody one day, I was talking about UW Green Bay basketball and in the NCAA tournaments, and I said, well, we got beat by so-and-so. And they said, you're playing that game? And I thought, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. But when you travel with the team and you experience the things firsthand, it's part of...
What a jerk to say that. But
I
anyway,
know.
Yeah.
Wow. But you become part of it. I mean,
I bet. Yeah. Sure.
I mean, when Dick Bennett... I always tell Dick Bennett, there's only been two times where I've ever been mad at him. And one of them was when we'd have a... Again, we play a bad game, you know, win by 18 instead of, you know, and he'd be so mad. And on the bus trips from like Chicago to Green Bay, they'd just get, everybody got their own pizza. And there's a good pizza place in Chicago, tough part of town. I remember that. But we'd get these pizzas and Dick would be so mad. He wouldn't let anybody eat for about 40 miles. They'd have him in the seat right in front of me. I'm just dying. I'm so hungry. And it's like, Coach, it wasn't me that, you know, whatever. And that was the only thing I told Dick that would make me mad. But you become part of that because you deal with it so personally.
And I think your goal would be to have people say we.
Yeah.
You know, like if it's, say, the Packers, well, we lost last weekend.
Right.
We won.
Right.
I think that you want that buy-in.
Yeah. But I, you know, in the, somebody texted me, because, Mino, give me your Mount Rushmore of Wisconsin broadcasters. I would put Bob Euchre number one without question of the history of Wisconsin broadcasters.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure really about number two. Jim Irwin was, in his day, you know, poor Jim Irwin, and we talked about this. Jim Irwin was doing Wisconsin Badgers football, Bucks basketball, and Packer football. He was doing all three at once. And it was in an era where the Badgers were like 1-10, Packers like 4-12,
right?
And then the Bucks weren't good. And it's like, oh, where every day you show up and it's like, oh, this ain't gonna be good.
But he was also easy, fun to listen to.
Oh, no question about
it. Smooth.
Yeah. No, he was. You know, you don't have the folksy types like him and Max anymore.
Right.
You just don't. Yeah. But yeah. So let me know who would be your, if you had a Mount Rushmore of broadcasters in the state of Wisconsin, the big time guys, who would they be? But you know, some of those guys, like the Vin Scullys of the world. It's because of them that sports broadcasting became big.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody won. And I met him one time, nicest guy as could be. How you doing, son? I mean, just smooth, nice.
That's nice.
You always remember that. You always remember if somebody's a jerk to you or if somebody's nice to you. That never leaves. Isn't that the truth?
Well, yeah, we've talked about that.
All the time.
Even that, and even what hurts when they're not nice is if you're doing something nice for them. Like, let's say a dedication to a statue or something.
Yeah, and, yeah. You'll never hear from them again.
Well, or they... You know, it's like, wow, you, and it's too bad. It's like, I wish I would have never met you than had that experience with you.
It's a good point. Like Frank Gifford. Remember I told you my Frank Gifford story?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I was like, admired him. Yeah, I was a big fan. Right, and then I met him. It's like, wow, you're a jerk.
Yeah, I know. So sometimes it's better, like, I wish this wouldn't have happened.
I agree.
But
totally.
You're right.
Donnie Anderson. The old Packer, Donnie Anderson.
Yeah,
remember?
Right.
He's all excited to get his autograph. Completely blew me off.
Yeah. Yeah, but to Frank, can I bother you for a second? You already have. Yeah. I wouldn't have liked that.
I still remember one time the Packers signed a quarterback. Packers were notorious for signing guys past their prime, where they had their day, but it's like maybe there's a little bit of chicken left in this bone.
Mm-hmm.
And they signed a guy named Jim Zorn.
Yeah, I remember that.
Great career with Seattle.
Left hand.
Yeah. And doing the post press, he said, well, you know, maybe it wasn't in the Lord's plan. And yada, yada. And then I said, Jim, you're coming to my show. Can I get your number? I'll give you a call to pick you up. He goes, here it is. But you give that to anybody else, I'll kick your ass. That's right. I said, well, maybe it was in the Lord's plan. We're going to send a quick break. Mind of the Mayor. We got a full slate for you coming up.
The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, there's a new president of the Dairy Business Association, and guess what? It's not a dairy producer. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. I'll introduce you to the new president. That's coming your way next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
So, for the first time in its 25-year history, the Dairy Business Association is looking to a dairy processor as its president. His name, Greg Siegenthaler. Now, Siegenthaler has been involved with the Dairy Business Association since it began 25 years ago, but he says he welcomes the opportunity to be president. Why? Because he says keeping communication lines open between dairy processors and dairy producers in 2025 is critical.
Probably most pronounced to me is going back 25 years. It's you know, the exchange, the milk exchange between the producer and the processor. Producer would see the milk leave the driveway. It turned right or left. They got a check every 2 weeks. They were good,
yeah.
Right? I think where we are today is there needs to be much more of an intentional partnership and what I call producer pride and producer partnership to understand where is that milk going, right? And not just to the processing location, but who are their consumers? How are they consuming it? Where does the byproduct go? Really understanding the business end to end.
Greg Siegenthaler with Grande Cheese, the new president of the Dairy Business Association. During their board business, they also brought on some new faces to the DBA board, including Dwayne Ducat from Deer Run Dairy in Kewaunee, Steve Shala from Beaumaz Farms in Hammond, and representing the business side, Amy Penterman from Vinevest Partners in Thorpe. Some other honorees that were recognized include Tom Crave from Crave Brothers Farm in Waterloo, Advocate of the Year by the Dairy Business Association, along with Paul Fetzer from Elmwood, Dairy Advocate of the Year. Dwayne Ducat from Kewaunee was named Community Outreach Award winner. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy, windy, and warmer with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. Our high today right around 38, and then we get colder tonight. We're going to drop down to 12 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 19, 4 below Sunday morning by Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you
yes.
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, visit Kenosha Marketing Director Meredith Jamesco, and Bar Band Friday Nights resume with Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Director Meredith Jamesco, and Bar Band Friday Nights resume with Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's not just the sports world, but the entire state of Wisconsin is mourning today. We lost a true Wisconsin original. Bob Uecker has died. The Milwaukee Brewers made the announcement yesterday morning. After his career on the field for baseball, he became the voice of the crew back in 1971. Uecker was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson more than 100 times. It was Carson who nicknamed him Mr. Baseball, and he took that persona and nickname to the big screen when he starred in the movie Major League. Uecker had been battling lung cancer since 2023. He was 90 years old. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is tracking a worrisome new scam targeting families caring for elderly relatives. Director Michelle Reinen says the crooks show up at your door offering to help with hospice care for your elderly relative. The crooks will claim that they'll set up consumers with free in-home services like cooking, cleaning, and home health care. What the criminals are actually after is Medicare and Medicaid payments and accounts. Reinen says hospice isn't home care. It's a special end-of-life care and reminds people that Medicare will never come to your door to offer services. Over 100 workers with the Orbis Corporation will be out of a job when the company consolidates its Menasha operations with a new facility in Greenville, Texas. The company filed a WARN notice with the Department of Workforce Development announcing layoffs would begin on March 16th and will continue until all operations have been moved to Texas. The company said some of the 109 employees who will be laid off may be offered jobs at Menasha packing facilities throughout the Fox Valley. Menasha Packaging is a division of the Orbis Corporation. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Once again, we're talking about the great and now late Bob Uecker. We're talking about the Mount Rushmore of broadcasters of the state of Wisconsin. Eddie Doucette, of course, the old Milwaukee Bucks announcer. Boy, that's the guy I'd like to get on this show, Todd. I think he lives in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to get him up early, but boy, that'd be a great one to get on. Ted Moore. Ted Moore was a big name before I came to Green Bay, but in the Packer Glory Years tapes, Ted Moore was the Packers announcer at the time. Third down, 16 inches to pay dirt. Star comes to the line of scrimmage. What's the count? Signs him to the quarterback. He's in for the quarterback sneak. And the Green Bay Packers. But he had that wrong. Because he said the Green Bay Packers are going to be world champions, NFL champions for the third straight year. But they had two plays. And I told you, Don Meredith to Lance Rensel. Rensel almost caught a long touchdown pass to win the game for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So it wasn't over. They had two more plays. Wouldn't that have been something? Oh, my goodness. Would that have been something?
Yeah.
Packers come to the line of scrimmage. On the Rams, 48-yard line. Second down and six. Handoff goes to Travis Williams. Travis Williams on the right side. Williams to the 40, to 35, to 30. The Roadrunner's going to take it for the touchdown. Travis Williams.
Wow.
It's always like listening to the radio there.
It is. I know, right? Did you get Todd with the...
Yeah. Sound effects.
Right. It's awesome, man, with the crowd noise.
You can be the drunk guy in the stands throwing beers.
Right.
Would Dombrowski has to bang on the window until he sit down.
Sit down!
Would Wayne Larrabee be up there? I happen to like him.
I do, too. I don't know if he has the illustrious career yet type thing. Well, maybe he
better
should
get it.
Yeah,
he's
getting
kind of old.
Oh, no, but he's not. He's like our age.
That's just what I said.
But I think he would be. But that's the only thing he really does. I mean, like Jim Irwin did three major sports.
Oh yeah,
you know, some of those kind of people. But I mean, those. You know, another one though, who I grew up with was Ray Scott.
Oh yeah,
Ray Scott was legendary. He had the greatest voice. Star back, pass, dollar, touchdown. And Tony Cannadale was his sidekick, who was awesome. Yeah. One of the greatest guys ever.
Yeah.
Got a text here. Good morning from Mount Pleasant from Tom. Morning, Tom. What is going on in the home of the Chippewas?
There you go.
Are they still the Chippewas, Tom? Because some of those switched. Like Eastern Michigan used to be the Hurons, I think.
Is that and, politics?
Yeah, Marquette up at Marquette. They're the Redmen. They're now the Sentinels. Mm-hmm. A lot. Michigan made a big, big thing there. Got another one here. Greetings from South Carolina, fellas. Try not to miss me too much. TGIF bleepers, Nikki. Oh, Nikki. Good to talk to you from South Carolina. I've been to South Carolina. That's a nice state.
Oh, yeah. Columbia's a great city.
You know what was so cool about that? I was in Greenville, South Carolina.
A little hot, a little humid. But
for basketball, it's
good airport.
November. So it was a basketball tournament.
All right, yeah.
But I always like to go for walks when I was on the road like that. And the cool thing about those southern towns like that, and Todd, you'd probably know this too, but you could be walking by a courthouse yard and there'd be a plaque. This is where the battle between rebel for, and they're like 30 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
It's like in this square, this town square, they had battles.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you'd go around the corner and there's a cemetery of just Civil War soldiers like died in that town.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like, wow, is that history around there? Got this one from Todd. You guys seem to be leaving old school and agree that Bob was the last of a dying breed, but we're pretty blessed with Brian Anderson and Matt LePay, Todd from DePere. They're great. You bet. For the Badger stuff they do. I don't know why the Bucks got rid of Ted Davis a few years ago. I thought Ted Davis was outstanding. I thought he was great, but does John McLaughlin still do games?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Johnny Mack started the Mack Fund? That I don't know. Who are your favorite guys growing up? Sorry. <I've> been...
wasn't my thing.
You got me on a topic I could talk all day about.
I'm sensing that.
I actually sent away one time in a magazine, Sports Illustrated, have an ad. Would you like to be a sportscaster? You know, here. Yeah, I wrote in, you know, got sent a dollar for postage and handling or whatever, and it's a form letter, you know, whatever.
They shouldn't prey on kids like that.
Did you learn anything from it? I mean, was it a little pamphlet or a booklet or what was it?
Like a couple pages, but, you know, make sure you follow notes when you watch a game and whatever, whatever. I just think it'd be a little bit more. Yeah.
Contacts, which is the name of the game.
It wasn't. Okay. So, yeah. Right. And I did that another time for through Boys Life. Send a letter, you'd get a letter from Johnny Unitas. And it was, I did that, got the letter from Johnny Unitas. Okay? And it was the same thing about, you know, work hard in school. I'll never forget this. It said, you know, there are a lot of things will help develop your mind for football, even the game of chess, because football is a chess game. I could just see Johnny Unitas sitting down and saying saying these things. You know,
he didn't write that.
Halfway through, and you know I thought? I was exactly like Ralphie in A Christmas Story, where it's like, be sure to drink your Ovaltine. It's a bleeping commercial. And it was the same thing. It was for some insurance company. It's like,
yeah. You've given your share of speeches, as have I. And did you ever have someone write a speech for you and then you deliver it?
No.
I did that once.
I could never do that.
Well, I didn't do a very good job of it either. And he kind of said that too. He goes, you know, that you got to write your own stuff.
Ugh.
But Chad wrote it for me. And it was at UWGB and they had some, I don't know, fundraising group there. And I read it, obviously I read it before I got there, but then I was delivering it and I, you know, huge font and was reading it and it was just very choppy. Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you can tell when someone didn't write it, if you know the person, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Even if they send a statement, it's like you didn't write
that. Totally, completely.
There's a lot of that out there, but
I forget where it was. One time they said, we want to go over, before you speak, we want to go over your notes and your presentation. I'm like, that's going to be tough. They're like, well, we're required.
Do you mind readers?
I have no notes or preparation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, well.
Hey, what about, so we're talking about great sportscasters. Any women on the...
You know, my era is when they first, there were none.
There's not a lot right now, are there?
Oh, God, there's so many now. Oh. I'll tell you what, though. Here's the deal. If any young girl out there wants to be a sideline reporter, from the way things are going right now, you better be smoking hot. And all you have to do is ask two questions, one before the game, one at halftime, and then whatever.
Yep.
Right. But you better almost be like you're doing a modeling gig. It's mind-boggling, the women they're finding now, all of a sudden. Yeah.
You know who I liked, and we talked about her the other day. I think she might have been one of the first female sportscasters in the state, was Jessie Garcia.
Jessie was awesome.
Who was at TMJ, and now she's running the CBS.
Jessie Garcia is awesome.
And she opened the door to all the broadcasters in Green Bay and stuff like that.
No question. No question.
I agree that I think their attire has, I think they give that some thought before they.
Yeah.
But I was really, did you see that? I don't know what game it was. It was last week, a playoff game. Maybe it was the Packer game, but. The sideline reporter, she was like wearing like a snowmobile suit.
Yes, like a snowmobile suit. That was Erin Andrews.
Oh, like what?
Where was I? And I even said that.
Oh, I said that to Donna.
Is she wearing a snowmobile suit?
It was like, what's this?
It's like a kid's snowsuit you used to wear, or we used to wear when you go snowmobile riding.
And it was like 46.
It looked like Carhartt. Didn't it? It looked like a Carhartt. It looked like what the guys would be wearing.
Right.
The only thing she's
exactly.
missing was the fluorescent vest.
Right.
And it's exactly what the guys over here building the new apartment complex are wearing.
That's
these
what
days.
They're wearing. And then that's like for cold. I just thought that was like
me too.
Weird. She didn't. It didn't really fit. She didn't look that good.
Oh,
and it's like,
thank you.
Anyway, yeah. Because
I thought that was just me.
No, no. Because you're talking about, I don't know if the right term is smoking hot, but they usually are dressed really well.
Oh, yeah. Probably not the right term. I'm just guessing that probably isn't. I mean,
that's not bad. Is that?
I think. I don't know.
All right.
I mean.
Warmly attractive.
There you go. Much better.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
That makes it so much better.
I'm so far past the point of worrying about being able to be whatever.
Politically correct.
Politically anything. Yeah. It is what it is. But it's crazy how that's gotten along those lines. Now, did you see the big lawsuit taking place with Fox Sports?
No.
So the hairdresser for, what's his name? One of the big names used to be with Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless.
Oh, gosh.
She's filing a big lawsuit, said he offered her $1.5 million to have a little sexy time. And? She turned it down, she said, and she's suing, and these other people are talking about her. And one guy came out, Jason Whitlock, and said some things that I'm surprised he still has a job, where it's like she comes out showing her, you know what I mean?
Boy, that
or
that might
lumps.
Be. Did they got?
As Fergie said, was it Fergie? Mahomes.
Yeah.
Mahomes. Was that Fergie?
It was Fergie. That's right. I believe.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless, though, right?
Oh,
right. Come on.
Oh,
no.
Bye. Right. Bad. Yeah. Go away. Enough with that guy. But
had to pay $1.5 million.
Well, you know, Todd.
The mayor gets one for the day.
Hey, all I'm saying is this.
That wasn't very nice
with his wife. Good luck. Good luck having a little.
Oh,
really? You want that? Give me $1.5 million. Right.
Can you give her $1.5 million?
Are your $1.5 million laying around? Really? Okay. Yeah. But anyway, we got Lisa Hill coming up to talk about New Wisco Weekend, which is a phenomenal show.
You got it right.
I know.
Yeah.
You need to get our man Robert Kennedy as part of that show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Robert is
to.
Amazing. Yeah, right. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Thank God he's coming in. He can talk about the gout I've got in my foot that flared up. Lance Allen, CBS 58 Milwaukee, talking about his relationship with Bob Uecker. Nicole Stockman, Veteran Services Officer, UW Green Bay, talking about how tonight is Military Appreciation Night at the UWGB men's basketball game. Jim is donating two personal tickets. These are his season tickets, so don't get kicked out of the game and make him lose his tickets. Because there's no other ones available. We are going to give them away, but here's the deal. We want to give away a pair of tickets, to a veteran for tonight's Military Appreciation Night, free of charge. But you got to come here to the station, 401 North Washington Street, and pick them up by noon. By noon, you got to come get them, and you can have them. Okay?
That'd be fun. That's we've been to a lot of games, but that's a great environment there.
Absolutely.
Right.
Military
there.
Appreciation Night. And Coach Gottlieb says he wants to buy every veteran a beer tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know how he's going to do that, but I think that's awesome. I got a thing here. I remember that speech that Jim gave that was written by somebody else. He said, quote, "I would like to thank the cooperation with the city council this year, and I'm glad to endorse Bernie Sanders for president."
Both of those things have never been written by me.
Thank you, Brian. That.
That's funny, Brian. Oh, man.
You know what? I'm always
write my
funnier.
Next one.
Our texters and callers are always funnier than us.
Well, yeah. They get the show. Don't
they get it.
They get it.
And
I think they know us, too.
Yes. Oh, man.
Thank you, Brian.
We're going to start a quick break. Lisa Hale coming up. Mark Houston, Lance Allen, Nicole Stockman, Patty Habeck, Beth Burns, Isaiah New People, Dennis from the Glam Band. Back after this. listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. What's this song apropos for?
It's just been a while since I played it. And, you know, I thought, why not? Why not?
Lisa, you're in the middle.
Yes.
You're in the middle here.
That's it, right?
I'm in the middle. Right. Joker's to the right. Right.
Well, that's exactly why I played this song.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing very well, or trying to anyway. Walking into the building today, I actually thought to myself, hey, this is kind of warm. Right. And it was 25 degrees.
I know. Man, it was cold in Oshkosh the day we were there.
And it's going to be cold in Oshkosh, what, Saturday or Sunday? Sunday's going to be like 2.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very cold this weekend.
We still want to do a show from our new sponsors, Ice Shanty.
Oh, yeah, Nate, right? Nate
yep.
Olson. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Can you imagine if we could pull that off?
That'd be phenomenal.
That'd be a great Saturday morning special with Lino and the Mayor.
Absolutely.
I've never been
tribute to Al Sampson.
That's what I mean.
A tribute to Al Sampson.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, I've never been in one of those things.
And we could do.
I don't
could,
think I ever.
We
will
could do
be,
like what I
truth.
Used to do. And Sam or Big L's son, Sammy, might be listening. So this is, I'm saying this with love, Sammy. When Al and I would go do a fishing story on Lake Winnebago around Oshkosh stuff, then we'd stop for quote unquote lunch.
Yeah.
For a few hours, and we'd get back and okay, I got to do a stand up. You know what you're saying? So we'd go behind the in the parking lot at Channel 11. And that's where the big snowbank was, where all the, you know, clear out the parking lots right by the Midway Hotel.
That's true.
And I'm out here on the breakwater on Winnebago, and the perch are really snapping.
That's
and
funny.
We'd have to do it so you could see the Midway Motel sign behind the frame.
I can see that working, because that's
oh,
a pretty high.
Ever
that's
knew.
Snow. I'm going to
nobody
a,
ever knew.
Let me show you a picture of
and that. And trust me, nobody that, noticed sometimes the same fish was caught 2 or 3 times.
That's funny.
But see, that's why we like the old school guy.
Absolutely.
Nobody would do that now,
no,
right?
You never even think of it. Oh, you'd get fired for being. Yeah, exactly. So, Lisa Hale, what is going on with your fantastic show that you do?
Well, New Wisco Weekend this weekend is focusing on art as the basic human need.
Okay.
When you think about it, we can't go throughout life without some sort of art affecting us, whether it's music or theatrical performances or whatever. And we need that. We need that creative expression. We need that creative outlet. And so we focused on that this episode. We've got interviews from Joe Furlow at the Grand Opera. We also got interviews with the Thrasher Opera House, wow. Jason Mansmith out of Green Lake on a film series they have coming up. Our Amanda Nimmer does a commentary that is serious for a change from Amanda, that talks about the need for artistic expression. So it's basically a really good look at art and how it affects your mental health.
Well, you know, let me tell you something else. We've got a wonderful thing here called the City Garage in Green Bay, mm-hmm. or the Art Garage right downtown here in Green Bay. And what they do is take kids during the summer. Many times you'll disadvantage youth, and they put them in art programs. And that is such a great thing for them to get into. It's structured, but they can use their creativity, and they all work together. Art can be used in so many ways, like you said, for mental health.
And art is not just, painting on a canvas.
No.
It or drawing or anything like that. Art can also be writing a book like you do, Mino, or like me when I take my camera out and take photos that I consider to be not newsworthy photos, but rather art photos.
Right.
You know, there's art can be many things. Art can be setting a table with fancy linens, too.
Wow, I mean, I agree. There's more.
Cooking, and right?
All that stuff.
Yeah. That is art. Yeah.
And you talk to a chef, he's going to tell you he's an artist. And that's going to be an interesting show because I would agree that you can, everybody wants to be, fulfilled. And having art in your life is really, really important. I think that's awesome.
No question.
It is.
There's that side of that brain that needs to be
challenged, exercised
and whatever. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I agree that some people look at art as too narrow of a lane. And the arts are musical, visual,
And anybody can do it. It just depends on what level, your chromosomes can bring you to or whatever, but anybody can do something.
Yeah.
I can paint. It's not the best paintings in the world.
That's what I mean.
But I will sit down with a canvas and some paint and create something.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it. And it was my creative energy that went into it.
Exactly.
In college, I took a class, art appreciation.
So did I. Well, it was humanities.
So did I.
Well, okay.
But part of the thing was art. It was hard.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. They would play an instrument. Okay, they would play a little snippet of a music.
Right.
It's like, is that Bach? Is that, Beethoven? That was impossible.
That was music appreciation. Art appreciation.
No, but we had art appreciation, music appreciation. It was like humanities 101. I mean, it was a...
But
I thought it was hard.
We had to go to art shows, and we could define what art is, and then we had to write a paper on it.
I think that's hard.
I thought that was more difficult than I thought, because it's like, what's the artist saying? What do you see? What does he see or she see? That's going to be a great show. I'm glad you are bringing in such a diverse group. I think that's going to be awesome.
You mentioned something, too, that little known, I shouldn't say little known, but something maybe we don't show enough appreciation for, is amazing venues. You mentioned a Thrasher Opera House. You mentioned the Grand in Oshkosh. We've got the Widener up here. I mean, even the Tarleton, the Meyer. We've got some great venues in Northeast Wisconsin for an area that's not known for
art.
Great venues in art. But wouldn't you agree, Lisa?
Art Garage.
I would. I absolutely would. New Wisco Weekend is Saturday at 8, Sunday at 11 on WISS and WGBW.
Can you tell us who this is, the musical interlude?
This is the Moody Blues, and it is from The Swallow.
And this is the song that we use for the theme on the show.
Nice.
Yes.
Check out the big brain on Lisa.
Well, this is Lisa's favorite piece of music ever of all time. So.
Love the Moody Blues. Jim used to be stoned. We'd listen to him. Nice and white satin. Never reaching an end. Yeah. Thank you, Lisa Hale. Back with Mark Houston after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Our friend Matt Rothschild will be in the guest hosting chair next time, along with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, Wisconsin's Poet Laureate, and Brittany Merlot, talking owls and birds. Join them.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the ban on TikTok in the United States can go into effect as scheduled on Sunday. Users like Jacob Savage in Tennessee say,
kind of surprised that they're finally maybe going to do it, but not too upset because I waste probably like 2 hours a day on TikTok, so I'll be able to get a lot more done.
But TikTok might not be going anywhere. A Biden administration official tells ABC the president has no plans to enforce a ban on his last day in office. President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor said they have plans to keep it from going dark. Winds are subsiding in Southern California, but they're only expected to be a short reprieve from the devastating wildfires as winds could pick up again Monday. Fires blamed for 27 deaths. 18 people are still missing. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's officially agreed to a ceasefire deal with Hamas that will take effect Sunday. This is ABC